Charge up yourself, okay? 1 Kings 18. I think this stuff is more of like taking responsibilities in prayers more than I may likely change the topic. Rahim, please take note. I mean, at the end of the day, instead of how a minister prays for people, rather like taking up responsibilities in prayer, it's more of that. Amen? It's more of that. Say God's weapons, they work. Say God's weapons, they work. Say they are effective. Yeah. So that's why we are here. We are learning how to use them well, okay? We are learning how to use them with understanding. Right now we are talking about prayer. We are talking about prayer. Check that 1 Kings 18, verse 41. So, one thing I have been emphasizing in this stuff is, sorry, you can call it how a minister prays for people, part 3. The part 2 or part 4, should be part 3. Okay. Well, I'm sharing the topic on the site by the time it's there. So, check that in 1 Kings 18, 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee down, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. Verse 42. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. Everybody, verse 43. Come and read for me, yes, sir. And he said to his servant, go up now and look towards the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. 44. And it came to pass at the 7th time, he said, behold, there arise a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up and say unto her, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, let me start this way. It is unbelief for you to pray and not to check. It's unbelief for you to just pray and you are not checking, and you didn't check if your prayer is working. It's actually unbelief. That means you didn't really believe you are praying. That's the truth. It's just like you are spending money. Maybe you are somewhere, you are sending money to your brother that is in, what's the name of that, your village, and you are sending money to your village for them to build a house. And you're just sending money, And for 3 years, you kept sending money. You are sending after your salary for 3 years. And you never said, please send me a picture of the house. You never, you won't go to your town. You didn't even go to the land to check. That means you don't believe you are doing anything. So if you are truly praying for somebody, for a saint, for a minister, what do? You check up. You must check. That is how you know you are praying. It's actually unbelief to pray for things, to pray for people, to pray for communities, to pray that the gospel takes against ascendancy, and you are not doing anything about it. No, it means you don't believe you are praying. So when you pray for people, you also check up on them. Just 3 John 1 verse 1. When you pray, you check up. He said as he was praying, he said, Mr. Man, go and check. This prayer is not an eternal prayer. It's not what I will be doing till I know I am making power available. Go and check. He said, go and confirm. And until the guy confirmed, he didn't stop praying. Don't forget, he didn't stop praying. So how long should I pray? Until your joy is full. But as you are praying, what are you doing? You are checking. Are you with me? You are praying for somebody to be steadfast in the things of God. When do you stop? At least when the guy starts, gets committed to a better church. I'm serious, that's when to stop. Because that is the time that you know that right now you are on a pedestal that you will not fail again. That now you have set your leg on the right step and you will not fail. Are you with me? So you pray until your joy is full. You are sure that yes, it has happened. And how do you know you are praying? You check. 3 John 1 verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth, to be loved I wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Verse 3, for I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou wert walketh in the truth. See that? In verse 3, 2, he wish above all things that this guy is he prospers, that he's sound in doctrine, that is doctrinal health is sound. So in verse 3, because he was praying for him, he now sent people to him to check up on him. How are you doing? How are you doing? Verse 4, I have no what? Come on, read verse 4 for me. I have no greater joy to hear that my what? Children. And the truth. Check Acts chapter 15. Remember when Paul said to the Philippians, said, when the cares of the churches, they come upon me daily. See what he does in response to that. Check Acts 15, 36. Acts chapter 15, verse 36. One to go, let's read, yes. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we are preached word of God and see how they do. So as Paul was somewhere praying for them, what is the step he was taking? Let me go and see how they are doing. See, prayer works, eh? But don't worry, when I'm done today, you understand our own part in prayer. So I wrote in my note, I said, prayers does not work on its own to make people better. No. But prayer will make your normal step a divine step. That means your normal checking on people, prayer will make it a divine step. Prayer will turn it to a what? To something that is just, is that has power. Have you ever checked on somebody and they say, wow, thank you for this word. Thank you for talking at this time. Thank you for that message on Facebook. I was about to commit suicide. I was already tired of church. I was about to quit ministry. Thank you for speaking out. Thank you for making this thing clear. Have you ever received a message like that before? Yeah. So it is prayer that will now make your normal word the word in the right season. But don't just say, I am praying, and you are expecting God to do something without a saint's contribution. Let me not just say your contribution. Let me just say a saint's contribution. You understand my time? I'm done. For instance, you are praying that your dad come to understand the truth. Then you send him some messages. If it's only Yoruba you can understand, we have danilekoyoruba.org. Abi? You download, you find the word in his language. He cannot understand by praying. But the prayer will make him give heed to that your step. Are you with me, brethren? Most time we just say, but I have prayed. No. Prayer is not a tool to micromanage things. Prayer is not a weapon for God to just do magic. Colossians 4 verse 12. For instance, you pray for somebody to be healed, you proceed and you lay hands on the folk. You proceed and you lay hands. You have been praying at home that you go and check up on him physically. You say, I've been praying for my mom. He has been saying she is somewhere. When last do you take a trip there? Amen, amen. Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he had a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis. But go back to
Colossians chapter 1. Let me just go straight to verse 7. As you also learned of who? Epaphras, our fellow servant, who is for you a what? A faithful minister of Christ. So it's not Epaphras was just somewhere in one corner on one mountain saying, No. As he was praying, he will be planning to go back to go and minister to them again. Are you with me? So he was praying, he could pray. So, like the more he now see the words that he said, he's a faithful minister. The more he prays for them, the more faithful he is in his ministry to them, towards them. For instance, if I am praying for you right now that you get the word more. Do you know who will first receive the prayer? I will be the first man that God will walk on. You get me? I am praying that you grow, but I'm your teacher, I'm your pastor. So the way God will answer the prayer is to make me grow more so that you can be more blessed. Saints are in the best position to discern God's working. Saints are in the best position to receive answers to prayer. For instance, if a believer and an unbeliever, they are having issues in the place of work, they are fighting, and every day at work, everywhere is always hot. When you pray to God, that God, please let there be peace in this what office, how will God answer the prayer? The believer will have to discern instruction. It will be a bit more difficult for that unbeliever to discern God's voice, to discern what to do. God will walk through the believer to make peace. Most time we pray and we are expecting magic. No. A million times, no. Most times we pray and we just expect that the prayer will just do something with one tornado, like no. God work best through saints to bring his will to pass. Just put the word best. Put the word best. For instance, see Acts 10. Just read some other text for you to be done in the next 15 minutes. And there, verse 1, and there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of a band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked up on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. Verse 6, he lodged with one Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou art oughtest to do. Verse 7, and when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, what did he do immediately? Did he say, God, speak to him? Is that what he said? He called two of his household servants, a devout soldier, and of them that waited on him continually. Now rush to verse 12. And because the guy prayed, Peter too was in a good position towards to discern the answers to prayer of who? Cornelius. Are you with me? A saint is, let me not say a saint, somebody that wants to be saved was praying, and God said, okay, the only way I can answer your prayer is to look for this man. But because that one too is a man that is conscious of God, it was easy for God to show Peter, this is your next assignment. That is verse 12, right? Verse 12, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. See verse 13, and there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is what? Uncommon or unclean." 15, maybe his father was hearing this, he would have responded faster. That's why saints even also, that's where I remember that I should be in that story, in that series, What is Man? That's why when I say, even when God tickles a believer to do something, we see how to hope that the believer responds. Because prayer is not a tool to micromanagement. It is the New Testament. We don't use prayers for manipulation. In fact, prayers will not even manipulate you to preach the gospel. We still have to respond in what? Obedience. Prayers will open us up to instructions. But we still have to respond in what? Obedience. Are you with me, brethren? And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God has cleansed, that call thou not common." This was done three times, and the vessels was received up again into heaven. My catcher is verse 19 and 20. Let's read 19 and 20 together. Want to go? Why Peter thought, come on, I love you to hear your voice, sirs. Want to go? Why Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, "Behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them." Hallelujah. Praise God. Check Acts 12. Acts 12, verse 1. I think Peter, okay, this is a story where Peter was arrested. See, let me read from verse 1. "Now, but he thought the time Herod, the king, stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the Olympic bread. And when he apprehended him and put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrillions of soldiers to keep him intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people, Peter therefore was kept in prison." What happened? "Prayers was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him." I think since the church is praying for Peter, why didn't, no, you know, some of the prayers that some people are praying, God touch the heart of Herod. God make his heart soft. God, please, tell Herod to change his will. Tell Herod to stop doing what he's doing. God, some of you may even be praying, God, kill Herod. God, let Herod forget about Peter. Let something just happen. But when the answers to prayer is coming, who did God go to? See verse, very funny. See verse 6, want to go? "When Herod wound brought him forth, same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison." So who did the instruction come to? 7, "And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light in the prison, shining in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and said, and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chain fell off from his hands." And of course, you know the rest of the story. So when the answer to prayer is coming, who did he go to straight? A saint. Peter is the one that could easily understand that, oh yeah, kele, quietly get up and go. The angel did not possess one of the soldiers to set him free. You understand what I'm saying, sirs? Do you understand? The angel did not go to Herod to make him paralyzed. Most times we say, God, touch the heart of our leaders. You are just wasting your time. Saints are the ones God will most likely tickle to obey. That's what I'm trying to say. Saints are the one who God will most likely tickle to obey. God's relationship with unbelievers is limited. His relationship with a man that has not received the Spirit of God, in fact, is not even a man that has received the Spirit of God that does not know, his relationship with them is still limited. You know, as a believer that does not even know jack about Christianity, his relationship with them will still be limited. He will not be able to relate instruction very well clearly to them. So, in praying for people, watch out for steps to take. You watch out for steps to take. How he instructs unbelievers is so limited. He can. Just look at that case of and that king Ahasuerus, right? That husband of Esther. See the plenty things the man went through before he even understood what is happening. Before that, a bad dream or something, or a troubled night. Then he doesn't even understand the night. You know, he could have, if not for God, he could have interpreted that thing even anyhow. If it's nowadays, maybe you just wake up, you just call a band, you come and be playing. But guys say, okay, bring me the book of the Chronicles. Later, and I start searching, and thank God the thing just came out. And don't forget, it's not even in the character of God to be giving anybody sleepless night because of you. You get me? So that is still one of the angelic exploits of the Old Testament. God, whoever is destined to help me, let them not sleep. Abba. You don't serve Shango. I've been telling you. Stop equating your God to the same way he deals with people under your traditional religion. I'm sorry, not EO. Sorry, the same way your gods, sorry, no, there's nothing like gods, demons deal with people. Amen? Like one of our very old Yoruba film, there's a man, we call him Abbas, they call it Abbas Ologunka, sorry. The joke about that guy is, if you go to him for a love portion, that I want to get to love me, I want to make it in business, he will charge you heavily. Yeah. Oh, this one, heavily. But if you tell him that, sir, I want to paralyze a man, free. I want to kill a man instantly. He will even thank you, John. So if you say, I think in that movie, they say, sir, this girl I've been talking to her, she didn't like me. He say, yeah. So what do you want him to do? Help me to do something that he can like me. Yeah, now. I mean, let's paralyze him. That's what he said. Why not let us paralyze her? I say, Baba. Amen. That's not your God. Amen. That's not your God. That's not my God.
That's not my God.
So also, now, pick your notes. We can't pray for persecution not to come. Write that down. Because persecution is the response of a man to the gospel you are preaching. It's not God's fault. It's that man's. It's his will. We cannot pray for persecution not to come. Rather, but our prayers will grant us safety and access to instructions in persecution. Are you with me? Our prayers will grant us what? Safety and safety via access to instructions. You just say, okay, today don't pass here. Pass here. Don't start preaching. Don't preach to this. Don't start the preaching with this one. Start from the other guy. It's not that they go, you go with them, you don't preach at all. No, that was your laziness. So. Are you with me? Sometimes you just hear that. Sometimes you just hear an argument is eating up. It's eating up. You just hear in your spirit. Okay, stop it there. Just pray for them and leave. You get me? And you have to. That's why you have to get used to instruction so that you can differentiate when you are reacting out of fear to when you are actually reacting based on God's instruction. And so you have to relate so well. You relate. You don't have to wait till important matters for you to relate to design God's instruction. You relate in the way you drive, where you go, things you buy, everything. You just have a shield with God. Eh? Be having shield out with God. Are you with me? Say, I design God's voice easily. Acts chapter 5, see how they were in this place. Then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, Acts 15 verse 17 rather, and were filled with indignation, 18, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the what common prison. But what happened in 19? But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go and stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget also, you can see that the angel could go to things. Okay, you open the prison door, supernaturally, awesome. But he told the people, guys, come out. Go and be preaching. He did not go to Herod. He didn't go to the pilot. He didn't go to any of the people. Praise God. So when you pray to God as touching things, most likely, watch out for instructions. That is the answer to the prayer. Check Acts chapter 9, verse 8. Watch out for instructions.
I know you have several prayers. You have prayed for different people. They are in your prayer bank. You are saying, oh God, I pray for this one. It's not steadfast. I pray for this one. This guy became bad. I pray for this smoker. Now he's smoking. More terrible thing. Because you are relying on prayer. Prayer backs responsibility. So check Acts 9, verse 8. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did he eat nor drink. Verse 10. And there was a certain what? How did God answer the prayer of Paul? Come on, see verse 10. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in the vision, Ananias, and he said, behold, I am here. Can you see that is a guy that can hear God? I know IJ, I'm so just here, IJ, sorry, IJ, IJ, is that, what will you, what, I'll call your neighbor in the next compound. He said, are you the one calling me? Oh, are your house not closed? Amen. Oh, you call, bro. Okay, the rest is Grace, you know, yeah. Amen. Mr. Grace just echoes with me and say, hey, Josh, is that you? You see a believer. Just analyze and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Awesome. That's it. Husband, is that you? Praise God. And don't, yeah, but if you hear something like son of man, that is not God though. God should not be calling you son of man. Ever. You have read Ezekiel too much. That is at the back there. Amen. Okay, verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go straight to, now see, description to the street which is called Straight, imagine, and inquire in the house of Judas for one what's called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, what happened? He prayed. And I've seen in a vision the man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he may receive his sight. Now, funny enough, like, please try your people. Why didn't God answer his prayer directly? Why must this bring somebody? Just treasure people. That's all I will say for now. Treasure people. Looking for one healing, looking for one stuff. Treasure people. God may have somebody agree with you. Treasure people. But now, see the issue. See the next verse, which is verse 13. Acts 9:13. Okay, read for me. One, two, go. Yes. And then answered and said what? Hallelujah. So, what is that? Man's will, right? He said, I'm not going. But don't forget, what was Paul doing? He was still praying. I can say, if Paul has stopped praying quickly, and this one said, God, I know they go. He may not hear the second voice again. Are you with me? This one, you may give up. But because Paul is still praying, what did God say again? And verse 15, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, Jared, for he is a choosing vessel unto me to bear my names before the kings and Gentiles. Hallelujah. Praise God. So imagine Paul was praying. God had to beg a believer to go and answer his prayer. Like, let me use the word beg. Appeal. Say, this guy just killed my neighbor. Sorry, just go. Sorry, go. Sorry, just go. Why? He's still praying. Praise God. So, this is the reason why it's only saints that can most likely, this is the same reason, it's only saints that God can most easily use to supply the believer's need. This is the reason why it's only saints that God can most easily use to supply the believer's need. So if all you are praying is that God supply my needs, the best God will do is to what? Is to tell your fellow Sabuki, please give one free here. Is to tell Rakim, please give him free data. That is the best God. What do you want God to do? Not God to go and tell Dangote to give you half of his salary. It is says that God will be able to relate with to answer you. So if you are not waiting for saints to supply your need, without getting work. Do you get that? This is being frank. If you are not ready to wait till till I have money or somebody else has money before you will be blessed, what should you better do? From my brain, get a good work. Because as I'm praying to God, God is not into manipulation. That's what I'm trying to get into you today. And this is actually the reason for the endless plenty of our sisters, aunties that are still on the mountain. Some people, first 14 days of the year, marathon, God, God do. She what? They have been doing that for 18 hours. Say, don't worry. I am not going to brush my teeth for about to share. For you be on mountain for 7 days, you won't brush your teeth, you won't bathe. You will be eating one coconut once in a day. Say, don't worry. Baba she. And all Baba will say, hey, Baba will say, God, oh, he's there. Try now, give this guy something now. Bright divine, God, give him something. He's praying. And unfortunately, if he said, has used all that money for what? For something else. God will come to you. Yeah, I'm trying. It's okay. Okay, I don't worry. I'll try Akim. God, that is all God can. And unfortunately, even a saint does not even know you. And I don't think you will pray right now. God, go and tell one saint in South America. Oh yeah, go and supply your first need. But you most likely be saints within your what colony.
So understand that
as you pray, how will the answer come?
Two people that can discern instruction, which will most likely be saints. Two people that can discern.
Stephen, yeah? My prayer is not working on you. Hallelujah.
I wrote my notes. I said, yes, this is the reason that it's only saying that God can most easily use to supply the believer's sins. Why? He has the right. He has the right to use us. But to the unbeliever, he does not have the right.
Let me say it again. God does not really have the right to tell an unbeliever to supply your need. Why? The unbeliever has not declared his totality for him. It's not yet in the fold. The guy is in rebellion. Why should God go to a man that is in rebellion that, don't worry, I don't need your heart again. Just give me your money. Go and give my sins. So all those testimonies of your end that, don't worry, my pastor, and even Muslims give to my pastor. Your pastor is a manipulator. He's a striker, dreamer. They don't worry. Say that our bigger dream. Even Muslims give to it. God has gone to people saying, "Ah, don't worry. I know you. Don't worry. That was salvation. You can forget it for now. Just give us your money first. God is that broke. That's my ministry. We manage our expectation. We use just what we have. Are you with me? Have that mindset. Say, how much physical things can I use for ministry? Just what we have. Just what we have is enough. Just what we have is enough. We don't borrow. We don't carry a pillow pump up and down. That please come and support my building project. We have a gospel to preach. Just what, whichever area you are, just what you have. In fact, I can even say just less than what you have is enough to preach the gospel. I mean, to support the preaching of the gospel. Don't say until we have AC, until we have nice sound system, until we have touch. And sure mic, we have until we have, you know, black magic camera system, until we have cog keyboard, 7 octave, then the world will move far. You are trying to build an empire on your name. Just what we have is enough. Should I borrow to do ministry? No, don't. That's what I explain. I'm not. Don't. Why should you do? Just like that crazy foolish man that went to Shark Tank to say So sorry for calling. If I tell you what he did, you know it's crazy and foolish. Then when Shark Tank is those guys that they give, you come to them with your business plan, they will look at the plan and they will decide to invest in your business. To say, okay, if I invest my 10 million in this business, what would I be getting every month from this business? How will I get back my returns? So the guy got there and he was telling them that, and said, what? People are coming with products. This one got there, say, what's your product? Say, yes, I want to start a church. So how do you plan to pay back this money? And how do you plan to give my interest, the interest I'm looking for? Was now using TDGS to analyze that. See TDGS, see how he started. See where he is now. He was now giving them all the stuff he will put in place. That the money will come so that they can have their money back. Church. Amen. Say, just what we have is enough to preach the gospel. That's the point. So, if tomorrow there is no rock, no wala, it's what we have. If tomorrow there is a big, it's what we have. Amen. And don't forget, self, we must not even trust in that. That is the other part. We must not even trust in that one for the gospel. As I say, at times, just less than what we have. Don't say because I have money. Don't worry, we just use money. You forget spiritual things. What are your tools for ministry? Is money part of it? It's not there. He was sending me there. Where did I teach you that? Did they put your portfolio? He was sending me and said, don't take money. Not because they won't need money. He was training them not to trust in money for ministry. You get me? That's Matthew 10. When he said, don't take any money in your purse, it's not because money is wrong. It's not because they will not need money along the way. In fact, he told the people that anywhere else you enter, just stay there. They don't go from house to house. Look to just that account. They don't be going from house to house. Don't do TV, go up and down. Don't say, I'm a minister. All of you come and bring the abundance on me. No. So it's not because God is saying, some people say, but that is that age. This age, God does not know that. He doesn't know that we're going to need a microphone. We're going to need a venue. We're going to need. He was simply teaching them not to trust in things. Where's our trust? Prayer and the message. Hallelujah. Praise God. Trust me, if there is no microphone tomorrow, I will push the gospel. We have been doing it in the rain. We have been doing it in the rain, the sun. We have been doing it not now, not. It's not about things. It's about that message. That message. If the rent of this place is too much, go to a more local. Isn't it about so? You have more quality, so? Who is more quality? The souls in Aso Rock, they are much what? They are first class soul. But the soul in that slum is Sokoto. So why should I go and be looking for a venue beside Asokoro? Because I want to do what? It's not a soul. It's not a soul. Say soul is soul.
Soul is
soul. Say we are sent to soul.
No
special soul. Amen. So don't soul to get souls, to get soulish souls. Amen. Okay, see, as I pray, I design the workings of God. I design steps to take, and I see the results of God. So don't forget, as well as we pray that the world takes over, we preach more. That's the point. You are praying that let the world take over. You preach more. You put it on your Facebook. You put it on your status up there. That's why I love something that Mookie will be doing. You'll be saying on our update, you'll be saying ZSZSZSZSZ gospel. Then after this gospel, one gospel, go back to ZSZSZ message. Amen. That's on our status update. So we put it everywhere, put it on social media. The good thing about social media is that you'll be able to enter where your leg may not be able to enter. So we should take advantage of it. That's why I beg all of you to at least you can just be active. Be active on social media. It's not, it's a tool we can use. Others are using it. If we don't use it, others will use it. Until the gospel looks like an alien on Facebook, on social media. Use it. You don't have to. You don't say I'm not a pastor. You don't have to stand deep. Well, I have people in training. I've told you how to easily summarize. Don't put my name. Just Don't you understand what I'm teaching you? Why are you putting my name? Me too. Didn't I learn from people? I learned from Pastor Nika, I learned from Paul Apostle. I learned from Pastor Jela Emir. So I'm not quoting their name every second and minute. Just write what you have learned and you have agreed with and what you can easily re-explain to somebody else and what? And teach. And put it there. You know, say, this is Pastor Smith. It's not Pastor Smith. Once you have understood it, it's your message. The things that thou hast learned of me among God, many witnesses, the same coming to a faithful man. They will teach others. It's not about we are looking for every man say, put faster. Who is looking for glory? You are enough for me. Amen. Praise God. So you are like share it. Put it out. At least everybody, you can't be on my Facebook group and you don't know me for what I stand for. What do they know you as? If you will still write today that salvation is eternal, is God's work alone, no man's money. If you write it today and know and people start fighting you for that, that means you have been very callous with your Facebook. That means you have been not been using it for the right purpose. What mean? We have fought that battle years ago. So if I write it now, it's not special. But they will not even like it so much. It's normal. It's don't mind them. It's normal. So if you write such now, write prayer should be in tongues. Not plenty grammar to go. If you write that today, and people are still coming, are you not saying that means you have been so jobless. That means you have left that your Facebook for the devil. That means the devil is the ruler of your Facebook. So go and repent. Amen. Your neighbor, say repent. Say put God there. Yeah, put God there. You, how many messages? So you are right, you write exams. Some people by writing 56 pages. Theory! Theory! You know there? Of course, it must be more in the next exam, amen. Yeah. I love it. At least just put a title of that on Facebook. Be putting a title of that. Amen. Praise God. We are teaching you well here so that you can express it. Okay? It's not for this little light of mine. I will cage it. I will not let it shine. It's my little light. It's my fellowship with my little light. It's our Edify Assembly. Our 10-man church. How many are we today? Okay, sorry, six. Sorry, four. Amen. Praise God. Sorry, that's a joke. So, we let our friends know what we stand for. You are praying that, for instance, you are praying that your unit will edify the church better. Then as you pray, instructions will come as to how to make it work. Instructions will follow. Then you have to follow through. You are praying that let the word gain ascendancy. Then you do something. Please read this scripture, this last one. Read Luke chapter 4, verse 14. Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, and immediately his friends went abroad. Is that so? What do you think he did? Look for Jerry, verse 14 and 15. Luke 4, 14, 15. Want to go? Let's read that. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. How? Verse 15. Want to go? And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. So, despite his fasting and prayer, how did his fame spread abroad? He was teaching. He now started teaching everywhere. Fasting and prayer does not just take boom, power, boom, boom. It's like an explosion. In Aquaman, boom, boom, boom. No. He now started teaching meetings. So please write as boldly as possible, prayers, but responsibility. The more we pray, the more our eyes will be open to see what we can do. The more we pray, the more we will see avenues to preach and teach. The more we pray, the more we will see more avenues. The more. As
Please, we will be working against our prayers if we don't obey the instructions that come as a result of prayers. We will, for instance, if after those long prayers that we did while last year, if we didn't take that step to establish that cardinal church and everything, our prayer has been in vain. This is serious because God answers prayers. I said we will be working against our prayers if we don't obey the instructions that come as a result of prayers. That's how you take tongues and interpretation very seriously. You take it serious. We should have another session on Sunday. We'll be working against our prayers if we don't obey the instructions that come as a result of prayers. Like I said, in this church, it was after one long prayers that we started having more teaching meeting. It was after one long prayer that we want to be better. No, I think it was a retreat. That 3 days retreat that we ate, something like that. I think it was then. It was after that long stretch prayer. That is when we now started having Monday, Tuesday, every day meeting. Because we pray to God that we want to be better. And God said, this is the way to be better. And we yielded. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So don't see prayer as something that you just go behind the scene, just be making something better without your knowledge. No. Prayer works with our knowledge. That's the point. It works with our knowledge. God cooperates with us to answer our prayers. If we don't cooperate, the prayer, that is why we think prayer is entry voicemail. God cooperates with us to answer our prayers. Your prayer, especially healing, it cooperates with you in your confessions. So, as we pray for more souls, God works through us to bring that to pass. And we yield to God. So, are you ready for responsibility? That's my question to you. Are you ready for responsibility? Before you pray, make sure you are ready for responsibility. And so, I challenge you to at least tonight, tomorrow, before Sunday, there won't be church, but just try and spend at least minimum of an hour, two, or more. Just spend it praying, okay? Spend it praying. So it's not, with what I've said now you understand that it's not out of place for you to write things down as you pray. It's not out of place. For yourself, for your church, for your brother, for your sister, for your pastor, it's not out of place. As you pray, write things down. Instructions will come. Write things down. Write it down. Make it clear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say we know how God answers prayer. Say we know how God answers prayer. Say it's not through magic, but by opening our eyes to more responsibility. I'm done. That's it. But by opening our eyes to more responsibility, that's how he answers our prayers. He walks through saints. What are you praying for? He will most likely answer you through saints. Don't forget the heavens. Even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth, he has what? Given to the children of men. He has given. So, how will God intervene in the affairs of life? Of his word, he will walk through a saint. He will walk through us. How? As important as saving souls is, as important of rescuing people from hell to heaven is, who is God using to make that happen? Oh, saints, right? Saints. He walks through us to make it happen, to bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you singing a song for us? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God walks through us. We yield to God. We yield to God. Come on, just be in tongues. We yield to God. We are not rebellious in instructions. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are not rebellious in instructions. No. That is not who we are. We are not rebellious.
Canomasta, Gavante, Rosa, Gavana, Stegovada, Catapaka, Takapoli, Resta, Gavi, Kati, Kali, Stegavite, Makinte. We follow through. Hallelujah. As we pray, we see answers. As we pray, we see answers. We see answers. We see more avenues to preach and teach. We have more direction where to go, place to go, who to send. We see all that as we pray. As we pray, as we pray as a church, we know who to send. As we pray as individuals, we know what to do. We take more steps. 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 We take more. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. We take more steps. Eh? We take more steps. We are not rebellious. We are, don't say no. We can't hold Master Gafati. God walks through us. Please pray. Come on, increase your tempo. Just pray. God walks through us. Eh? God walks through us. God walks through us. We know that 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 God walks through us. We respond to God. We yield 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 to God. Come on, we yield to God. Can master give the rose gavada make pola take a staga vada. Malaroso palema so pati ke pala pasta ke pinama. Malamalamos. Canto la malamos. Atila bosti ke vila rasti. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come. Randamos. Rather is through us. You just be in tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lande malamos. Come on, pray in tongues. Just be on your feet and pray in tongues. Pray on your feet and pray in tongues. Thank you.
Souls are saved.
Just pray for 5 minutes. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We don't stop praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can't tell us in us to us to bring his will to pass. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Just hold somebody and pray.
Can't somebody else hold somebody and pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God's plan is for man to receive and come to God with the truth.
more minutes, two more minutes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's sing that song again one more time. Hallelujah.
Come on. So we never stop praying.
Never stop praying.
Hallelujah. Glory to
you.
God's perfect plan for man.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Ted. Thank you. Hallelujah. Please, are we offline? Okay. Just a few instructions. Some stuff I'll be